Hey there, just a quick reminder, we have a mentorship program if you're looking for personalized coaching and mentorship to help guide you to the next level of your interior design business, whatever that might look like for you, whether it's processes and procedures or what services to offer to how to incorporate wellness, intention, or spirituality into your projects. Come join us over at designcoven.com/join. Or if you're just in search to connect with other like-minded interior designers, you can join our free community, also located at designcoven.com/join. You're listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. This is a podcast that guides you as a new or inspiring independent interior designer navigating your entrepreneurial path. Here, with my over 20 years experience, I will share my holistic approach to design with intention and ancient practices, including feng shui, all incorporating mind, body, and spirit into my design projects. You will also learn from seasoned interior designers as they give strategies and insight of how they built their businesses and continue to work in the field. Together, we will discover supportive trade partners, new ideas, creatives, and inspiring artists from around the world. I am your host, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hello, and welcome back to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. I'm super stoked to have my friend on today, Paula Oblin with Hotelements. Welcome in.
Thank you. I'm excited as well, and just so happy we were able to finally kind of get this scheduled. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. I know we've been talking about this for probably over a year. I think when we first met, I was like, oh, I need to get you on. And then I just, yes. You know, a million things happened.
Always. Yes. Yeah.
And then we reunited at the Modernism House of Tomorrow. And we're like, okay, we really need to do this. And we also met up at, where was it? It wasn't High Point. It was Las Vegas Market.
No, it was High Point.
It was High Point.
In October.
Yeah.
It was when you were with Michelle.
Yes.
And we were able to connect before Bobby Burke had done his book signing at Left Bank Art, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Good memory. That's exactly where it was.
I can't tell you where my car's parked right now, but I do remember that.
Well, that's what's important anyway.
Exactly.
Our cars have like GPS and stuff on them, so I think we can just find them on our phone. So.
Yeah, totally.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to light our candle. I know you lit a candle for us today, which is so magical. So let me light mine so I can get on the same as you. My candle's getting smaller by the minute. It used to be like a really big, you know, I made it for the podcast and I'm dwindling down, so I'm gonna have to make another one. And I'm gonna pull us a card. I've got the Cosmo Tarot deck, which is a super fun pretty deck. So let's just see what we need to know for today. We got what's in the cards. Oh, it's the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is all about slow and steady, just keeping at it, you know, being in your lane, staying on your path, like not rushing, not pushing, just like, you know, knowing where you're going and just being really dedicated and focused on it. And knowing that all these little steps add to the big thing, which I feel like that's probably something that you've done in creating your own business and how you approach things. I don't know.
Absolutely. And can do much better at it, right? So, I'd like to say that I don't rush. I'm always working to not do that. But that is probably one of the hardest things as a creative for me.
I agree.
Is to sit in the space. And, you know, it's what we have to always do as an entrepreneur, right? Is to juggle all of those and look through all the different lenses at the same time. So, yes, maybe I need that card, like, you know, hanging off my rear view mirror.
Right? Slow down.
Send me the card.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Of course. Well, the first question I always ask is, what's home? So for you at the moment, what's home? You know, it could be your physical home, the idea of home, any of the things.
Oh, Home is, it's interesting, actually, when you think of the idea of home, I and you asking that, because we're always creating spaces for,
yes,
you know, or I am, for other people in mind. And the idea of home for me can be either in my own home here where I live now, which is in Palm Desert, which has been a new experience for the last couple, 2.5 years.
Amazing.
Very unexpected experience. Came out to primarily work on projects and was driving back and forth from Orange County. But just made sense. And it just was a lesson to me that unexpected change is so good for the soul, because I would have told you 10 times how I was not someone that could live in the desert. And
wow.
So coming from the ocean and from, you know, South Orange County, San Clemente specifically, I found this kind of connection here. So when you say home, I think we all agree things come in your life for different reasons at different
yeah.
times. And this place definitely had, it got me at this time and made oh sense for me and for my husband and I. So sometimes home is being in our van, which my husband
yeah.
and I renovated, and we take off and go sit in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Anywhere. So sometimes home is just really where I feel I can let go the best, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, I'm so jealous of your van. That's like a dream.
It's pretty cool. I need to take you for a ride the next time when you come out, or I'll have to take you on a tour. He did an amazing job, and we designed it together, but he did all of the
so
work
cool.
from scratch himself. So yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said,
yeah.
I need an indoor shower. I have to have an indoor shower. And it's still a
yes.
short van. It's not the biggest one. It's a Sprinter.
Okay.
But I got my indoor shower and
amazing.
An outdoor shower. So, yeah.
Amazing.
It's cool.
You got it all.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's well, I definitely want to talk about your origin story into design. How all this came to be. I remember meeting you for the first time a couple of years ago and just hearing, you know, the story. And I think that it's so inspiring. And I think a lot of the designers are really going to be just enamored by what you've created. And so if you can share a bit about how all that
yeah,
happened.
Absolutely. I will do a little bit of a condensed version, because
yeah.
it's very easy to go down the rabbit hole, as we all know. Well, but the real idea of hotel elements, I'm in a Midwestern girl. So I grew up in the Midwest, relocated to Florida, and then from there relocated to California. So I've been in California now for, 32 years. I was doing residential design.
Okay.
Was my primary business. And way early on, I was in a completely different business of business marketing and healthcare related,
okay.
but design always having a hold on me. And so I really began my work in design in the residential space, but I had different businesses, retail businesses, studios where I would sell home furnishings and accents. And then the design sort of evolved from there. As I would,
okay.
you know, start to work with clients. And so I was always drawn to the emotion that is evoked in a space, even more than the design itself.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
you know, that was my sweet spot. So as we all do, type kind of unconsciously or subconsciously,
mm-hmm.
when you walk into a space, you either have a good feeling or you're like, meh. You know, and
yep.
so I was always kind of infatuated really with how that had almost a visceral impact on how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I really noticed that was when my love for boutique hotels just really blossomed, and it really started to feed my inspiration, and it fed my soul on how I wanted to feel. And I knew that I couldn't be the only one that felt that way, you know? So the idea of our company Hotelements, and it's all one word that is now trademarked or has been trademarked since 2010, really came about in a very organic way. And they say the best things start on a napkin. I literally have the napkin still.
Oh my gosh.
The idea of Hotelements started on a napkin, being at a hotel in Anguilla at the time on our 10th anniversary, writing notes on napkins about, we cannot be the only ones that feel this intersection of hotel and home. Like there just has, this has to be a thing, you know?
Yep.
So remembering the way time, we were way back in 2008 is when Airbnb first came out. So
I've
been at this a long time. Yes. And so the idea of hotel and home really blossomed in that way. And the idea of Hotelements was, I guess, really finalized. And I will say this is hilarious because this happened while playing darts over a martini at 1 o'clock in the morning, back in our San Clemente home after our trip. And at 1 o'clock in the morning was Hotelements, a couple martinis. Hotelements was born, went in, got the domain at like 1:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Pacific Standard Time. 2010. Yeah,
that's
actually
amazing.
I think it was 2009. Yeah. So that's kind of the organic growth of how Hotelements was born. And so from there, I have really been just yearning for the opportunity where it is finally embraced by the industry to understand that this is such a bigger conversation.
Yes.
You know, but a lot of times, you know, as an entrepreneur, you can have a vision of something and maybe technology hasn't caught up with that vision.
Yep, for sure.
And in our case, and I speak it's my husband and myself together as business partners, but we really did kind of, we're a little bit ahead of that. And it wasn't catching up, but as Airbnb grew and the short-term rental market grew, it was very clear that this is where we play. This is where we, you know, we need to be at the true intersection of hotel and home. So that is kind of in a condensed version of how I got to where I am now. And 14 years ago is really when we trademarked Hotelements. So it's been a long
time. That's beautiful. And can you share maybe how you ended up in the desert? Like what was that journey like? How did you know, coming from San Clemente and then you're like all of a sudden you're in the desert. Like how did that transition happen?
I know, it's so crazy. So I had been in contact with a property management company. They were building their portfolio many, many years ago, probably 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I had talked with them about the idea of Hotelements and how I felt this was a perfect fit. Their portfolio was being grown here in the desert. I had reached out to them knowing that Palm Desert was a very big vacation rental place and destination, which fit perfectly into, you know, what I wanted to do. I knew that it was time to jump into this category of design and really hone my skills at understanding that this is not residential design. This is truly its own hospitality space. And so lucky for me, I was given the opportunity to work on a project in Kaweah Hills, which is right here in Palm Desert. And I was just super grateful to have the opportunity to really show, like, you know, this is what I've been building up to do.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I knocked it out of the park, it was going to set me on the right track that I had been dreaming about being on all these years. And it certainly did that, I feel. And I am beyond grateful for the opportunity. So the project name is Summit. If you go on, when you go to my website and look under the portfolio of projects, there's a project named Summit. And that is the property that was my first one here. And since then, that was right in 2021. So we were still coming out of COVID or in COVID.
Wow. Okay.
So I was coming out, working on the projects and going back to San Clemente.
Oh my gosh.
And finally had an opportunity. We had sold our house and a lot of personal changes and had an opportunity to make a move. And my husband and I decided, hey, you know, it's unexpected, but let's go for it and see where this lands. So we kind of took a leap of faith for sure.
Yeah, you did.
For sure.
Yeah. I love how you saw an opportunity and you went after it. And you, I mean, it sounded like you were the one that initiated, you were the one that went to them sharing an idea versus just kind of waiting around for someone to discover you. Is that right?
That is definitely true. I mean, I was talking about the idea of the convergence of hotel and home and how this was such a space that needed to be recognized, that we all gravitate on vacation or whatever, and we adopt this mindset. And, you know, the bar needs to be raised. You know, we have to really create these destinations that feel like home with the luxury of a hotel, right? That perfect intersection. And so I remember though, hotelements, like, oh, that's a cool word, but what does that mean? And honestly, even in the beginning, I mean, I'm sure there's entrepreneurs out there that can relate. Like, what is my elevator pitch? There's so much emotion behind that word that I was like, well, it's really my philosophy of design. And then fast forward, hotelements really is, it's really a tangible thing to me now. And it will be the name of the shopping portion of our website soon. So, yeah, people thought I was a little crazy back then.
Still get that. Like, what do you know?
Yeah.
How are you bringing those things together? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. It's funny to think back. And it just, you know, sometimes when you're in it, you don't see it happening for you, but I would see other people and go, oh, good for you. Like, go, like, do that. But then I'd be like, am I doing enough? Am I, you know? So it took it's a marathon, not a sprint. 14 years ago, we were talking about this. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm only 30. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how is that possible?
You're very advanced for your age.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. I love it so much. It's just like, I think it's just amazing how, like, when you think about it now, people are like, yeah, of course. Like, of course there's this section. And then, you know, but back then, like, nobody was doing it. And you were really a pioneer, like, going after it. And I think there's so many opportunities in design where people can be the pioneer, be the trailblazer. I mean, you know, there's so many avenues now with, like, virtual reality, like, creating these, like, design spaces and Meta. And I'm like, I don't even, and they're selling, like, real estate. And I'm like, you got, this is, like, nuts.
It's crazy.
But
I know. Yeah. And there's so much more now because of technology that I see people now and I think, oh my gosh, like, when I was thinking about this, you know, Facebook was it. I mean, you know, things have drastically changed in 14, 15 years. So niche, so important in this space, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you have your own niche within this niche. I feel like your aesthetic, your style, like, people go to you for this particular vibe, for this desert living. Like, can you share a bit on that? Is all your projects kind of being in this space, or do you feel like you're going to branch into other sort of worlds?
You know, what I've learned, and this is another surprise about coming here, you know, I've always tried to not design for myself.
Got it.
So as a creative in the space and even in residential projects, you know, it's always important to our own personal style will infuse and embed its way into things just because that's the nature of putting our own self into something. But at the same time, I've always felt like a space, whether it's a home, whatever, tells you what it wants or needs. And so I try to kind of sometimes, you know, I don't always look at trends. I really try to just see, well, what's the overarching goal? And smart. Then let me give you my take on it, right? Let me give you my spin. Yeah. But one thing I've always realized about myself, and people ask me this question, you know, what are you like, are you a bohemian? Are you? And I think me as a person, I've always said I'm probably a little bit of a hippie in a way, you know, I'm probably a little bit of a hippie in a way where I do have that bohemian, I guess, wanderlust of adventure inside me. I've always been that way. And, you know, fashion, things I gravitate towards that are more organic, but I never really was able to unleash, maybe is a good word, unleash those types of desires and interest in a way like I have been since I moved here. I mean, I love elevated and sophisticated. Yeah. You know, I can put on an outfit for a sophisticated event, and then I can just go hiking and be my bohemian self. So I feel like there's all these different types of Paula sometimes. But when I'm barefoot, I'm in my jeans and my hat and my t-shirt, I'm truly like myself. And so in the desert, I've learned that it allows me to have this earthy vibe, but then it kind of gives, I like putting a little edge into it, you know?
Love it.
So that's been something that, again, is kind of surprising. And I like, and I feel like this is my place to like play and, you know, kind of stay here. I just did a mid-century modern place in Rancho Mirage, and that was a departure.
Are there photos?
Totally.
Up, or is it?
Not yet. There was one that I did at Palm Springs and finished a couple years ago. That was also very, cool. I'd call it a little more, not atomic, but it was definitely mid-century. But even this one that I just finished has a bit of a more earthiness to it. Mm. And I kind of kept trying to stay in that because I didn't want it to too much color for me. I think the landscape is the money shot. And that's really where we get all of our feelings, you know, from nature and stuff like that.
Amazing. Yeah. And also with what you're doing, like with all these properties, they all have these names and they have a brand to them. Can you share a bit about that and how that process came to be and why that's so important?
Absolutely. So I think one of the biggest, most important piece of what vacation rental design, and specifically luxury vacation rental design, which is the space that I want to stay in and play in, is the idea that you're able to express creatively more than you're ever able to express that in a residential, right? Mm-hmm. You know, residential design was heavily driven by emotion, homeowner emotion. Yeah. And wonderful as that is, it wasn't feeding my soul to the point of really understanding the overarching business of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas this space allows me to look through the marketing lens, allows me to look through the, you know, public relations, how is this out in the market? It allows me to design with so many things in mind. And I always say, you know, branding and marketing, of course, are so important to the process. But having the identity, you cannot create a brand if you don't have an identity. So the identity comes to me, like I was saying, about the properties tell me what it wants, what it needs, right? So I really try to sit in that and immerse myself in that to understand what the identity is of the property. And then from there, create a brand around that. Amazing. And interesting to me is that I have my own personal brand, but when I'm working for an investor or property management company owner, they have a brand.
Yep.
So a lot of properties, so you'll see like the one I just finished, the Perch project, which is the Dome House, which was very fun and interesting, very unique and difficult in many ways. That property, I needed to to create a branded experience, but the brand wasn't Paula Oblin or just Hotelement. The brand was Perch for the Traveler Vacation Homes, you know, property management company. But I believe that is one of the most important, if not the most important piece of what we do in this space, is to create a brand and make sure that we convey that the property and the design conveys that brand in a way that's unforced but layered throughout the process.
That's tricky.
It is tricky, super tricky. I like to think of it as a discovery and exploration for a guest. I think today's travelers, they want to almost go on an Easter egg hunt. They want to discover things while they're there. I do. And that's that wanderlust, adventurous spirit that I think even we all have a little bit better now post-COVID. Let's live in the moment. Let's do this now. I would be surprised. And that's what we try to convey in these properties.
I mean, everyone's so intentional now about everything, their time, their space, who they're hanging out with, what they're doing. Like, it's just been hyper-focused and so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you speak about connecting with the home and discovering and trying to get its identity or what message it has. Can you tell us, as holistic interior designers, I feel like we all sort of have some way of connecting with the home. What does your practice look like when you're connecting with a house?
Well, one of the first things I always do is, of course, you know, you have your very first obvious visit to the the location or the destination that you're in. And I try to immerse myself into that process immediately. And a lot of times that means staying. Now, if it's, you know, a new build and it's going to be renovated, that's a different story. But in a lot of these cases, the home or the structure is there at some level. I always love, if possible, to stay in the home early on. I used to do sleepovers at the Summit property, the first one. I would, I'm not kidding. This is a true story. I would come out from Orange County. So I'd drive out on like a Monday. I had an air mattress that the owner was kind enough to supply because we had nothing in the house and going through changes and stuff. And so I would literally, I would stay on that air mattress. I mean, it was nothing luxurious. You know, we're talking. I mean, there was obviously bathrooms still working and things like that, but I'm not even so much elevated. I guess a little bit elevated glamping, but I'll never forget that first time I did that. And I was like, no, I have to stay there. I can't. First of all, I can't just drive home. I'm not going to be in a hotel. I need to feel what this house feels like. So I really try to do this immersive experience because ultimately that's what we're selling later.
Right.
And I always say, if you don't immerse yourself, don't expect for anyone else to be immersed, right?
Absolutely. And with this notion, do you do the same thing after the space is designed? Do you come in and experience it and tweak things, or what's that process?
By then, hopefully I'm not tweaking anything by then. Hopefully we're done. But there's always that, why did I make that decision? Maybe I, you know. So you're always going to have a little bit of that. But I always, in fact, I it's part of my agreement and contract with clients. It's that I would like a, or I would expect at the end of this, that I would have at least a 2-day complimentary stay in the house to now feel, you know, and then also make any adjustments before it launches to the public, you know. And then have a little fun too. So fun is at the top of everything. Hopefully, you know, fun I have to inject in everything I do because life's just too short.
I love that you do that. That's like one of your core values, is just bringing in the fun. That's so rad.
Gotta bring in the fun. Gotta bring in
the fun. I love it. I think last time when I was talking to you, I was asking about like having personal properties. Do you, have you guys invested in a property that you're full on taking on, or is it always in conjunction with somebody else?
Yeah, not yet. And it's so funny because I'm getting ready to go to the VRD Summit, as you know, at High Point. Yeah. And there's so many different people and talent there that some are own their own property, don't own, design, residential that want to get into this. And so I get asked that question a lot. And to date, right now, we have not invested in our own property, but it is, it's definitely on the horizon. We would like to do something that is an investment property that can move into, you know, whether it's a small, for example, I have this vision of like a container homes, you know, sitting in Kauai Hills in the desert where it's a boutique hotel experience, but communal in the way that, you know, everyone can enjoy it. So definitely on the horizon, and even talking, have talked to some investors and, you know, the idea of raising capital to really do it in a big way. So we'll see, step by step, right? Don't rush. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always like thinking
that's what the
like,
car said.
That's me. I'm like, you know, 10 steps ahead, and everyone's like, well, wait a minute, we're not even here at step one. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm just, I go.
I know. Me too. Me too. And it's been 14 years. Like, if we, you know, I'm like, time is now. Like, I'm in full mode of now is now. Like, okay, you just, you know, full steam ahead at this point.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned it a little bit, but can you tell us about the summit and like what all of that is about and when it is and where it is? And
So the VRD summit. So so it is coming up. I leave actually this week. I leave to fly into High Point. It starts on, so it is the, let's see, the 10th, 11th, 12th.
Okay.
It is held at pre-High Point, and it is, last year was our inaugural event. This is led by a gal and her vision and, oh, you know, talk about music to my ears. So Jessica Deuce, from Texas, a designer, very talented, had this vision. She's been in the STR world along with her other businesses and residential and decided to really dig deeper with this. And I remember, you know, a year and a half ago answering something where I supplied and said, oh gosh, I would of course love to speak at this event. This is my world. And that's how I became involved in it. And along with Jane Dagny, who is the managing director of High Point, they were able to really put their, you know, efforts together and have just, this is our second year. Now I've been asked to be on their part of their executive team as an advisory board member, which is wonderful. So along with a few other gals and this executive team that they have also includes a gal named Erica Sorrett, who is so brilliant. And it's just, it's been wonderful. And we have a really good attendance coming and a lot of vendors, a lot of brands that are finally recognizing that vacation rental design needs to be its own category.
Yes.
Like, oh, finally. So it's huge. Yeah. So it's going to be a long, and then we go right into market after.
Okay.
After that, this week.
And is this always going to be in the spring of every year, or do you guys do it twice a year? Or?
You know, we don't know yet how that will happen. I have a feeling it will maybe morph into other things. Maybe it will also, you know, go into other markets. That's something that, you know, I don't think has been decided on by Jessica and Jane yet, but I just hope that I'm able to continue at this, you know, level with them and driving this and being, you know, using my expertise and passion to also educate other designers who really want to add this to their portfolio of business, you know, and the service offering. That's my goal, and to coach and do those things.
Yeah, so you speaking about this, is this an offering that you're going to be providing for designers? And can you share a bit about what that looks like?
Yeah, so I've actually been coaching designers on my website, you can schedule a coaching hour or group coaching will be announced too. There will be more webinar types of things coming up, probably after market. But I have been doing one-on-one coaching with designers who maybe you have or they have a residential design business, but they really want to get into vacation rental design. What does that look like? How do they do that? What the different skill sets are that you need to consider, because that's been one of the biggest misconceptions is, residential design is not vacation rental design.
Totally.
It is absolutely critical to understand why that's different. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my niche is really about the branded destination design and what that is, first of all, and then how do you implement it and why is it important to the process?
Incredible. So incredible. I love it. So beautiful. Thank you for doing that. I know that we have a lot of designers within the Design Coven that are really wanting to go into this direction. So to be able to introduce them to you, I think is going to be fantastic and so lovely.
I love that.
Yeah. So rad. And then we have been talking about doing some sort of a retreat or an in-person visit to one of your properties and just kind of diving in and getting immersed in this world. So I'm stoked about that.
Me too. And now I'm like manifesting, right? Like manifesting this has to happen.
We're going to do it.
We are.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. So stay tuned. Like, that is definitely coming. We'll be just combining forces and creating these things and even like creating a workshop with you and connecting and other, other branches and other designers.
I would love to do that. I love, we have to peel back the onion.
Yeah.
We have to go deeper. It's the old ducks on a pond syndrome. We all look like we're just like, floating around the pond, like, oh, look what we're doing. And then if you go underwater, it's like, right?
Yeah, we're treading.
A duck on the pond, we're treading. And I feel like going deeper, and I wish I had someone to dive into this years ago. So now that things have changed, I feel like, being as a mentor, wherever I can, and to support this and offer that to other people that are really interested, because I think it's going to grow exponentially.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a lot bigger than it even is.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm excited too about to talk about a retreat or a workshop or something.
I know. We're going to do it. Is there anything else that you have coming up that you want to share that we haven't spoken about?
I could touch on so I'm speaking at the VRD Summit. I'll be speaking on a panel called The Power of Wow, which is how to create a property that has this wow factor.
Amazing.
And then what else is involved in this other than just a pretty space, because it's so much deeper. So I'll be doing that. I'll also be doing breakout sessions for education as well as mentoring while I'm there. And I will also be speaking at the end of April at the Northwest Vacation Rental Professional. It's the NWVRP, and that will be held at Boise. So I am doing a lot more speaking and love doing it. So I'm excited for that. On a business note, one of the most exciting things that we've been planning for just 14 years is to create a shoppable experience in the properties that we work on.
Oh my gosh.
So kind of full circle.
How rad is that?
Go into this fabulous property just like you would at your favorite boutique hotel and, bring a memorable something home with you. It doesn't have to be brought home at that moment, but creating that shopping experience really does, it does a lot of, it's a profound impact on how people relate to spaces and places and all of that. So really excited about that. So it'll be over the next few months, but that will be coming out very soon.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I mean, I could just imagine me in these spaces and be like, oh my gosh, you know, I love this cup or this coffee mug or whatever it is. And then it's like, oh, wait.
Exactly. Yes. And that's exactly. So we'll be able to engage our community and others with or just a consumer level with just beautiful product that's inspired by and or exactly in a property. But then also I'm creating a signature hotel event that are actual hotel events. Like it will be like glassware, fun little cheeky things that have, you know, that little fun injected in them and make us laugh and all that too. So
so good.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I do want to ask you one more thing, and that is two things. One, what are you doing to stay grounded? How do you stay centered with all the things that you've got going on? How do you stay in the present moment?
I'm always working on that. Sometimes lighting a candle is the only thing that I do.
Yep.
But it's a ritual and it makes me feel good. I am really striving to do more of that. And I love what you do with your business because you are always teaching that and sharing your expertise. So congratulations to you for like reminding us all that that is so important. What do? I listen to podcasts to educate myself. I just connected with an amazing podcast from Mel Robbins about how to find your true happy, which is so good. Highly recommend. I'll share it.
Okay, please.
But, you know, exercise for me and hiking and getting out in nature is how I stay grounded.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge for me. Yeah. And just remembering to take time off.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Big thing.
I hear you on that one. And then how can our designers find you? How can we connect with you, follow you, experience your spaces?
My website, paulaoblin.com. We just kind of configured things and refreshed our website this past October. And so we're still working on a few changes to that, reinventing the blog, and a lot of different things are happening. You'll see in the portfolio section a lot of projects there. Please sign up for our newsletter and, of course, social platforms, Paula Oblin on Instagram. And we're really building our email list and I'm going to be giving away a few things coming soon. So please get your information in there as well. And LinkedIn and, of course, Facebook comes along with that. Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put all the links in the show notes so that people can follow and connect with you.
That'd be great.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, so excited. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. This has been fun. Thank you so much, Rachel, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it and look forward to connecting with your community.
Absolutely.
Everyone as well. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. If it's one that you have been enjoying, please share with anyone else that you think can benefit from this knowledge and leave us a 5-star review that helps us get seen and found by other new and aspiring interior designers. And if you're looking for mentorship, I invite you to join our club here at the Design Coven. It's a bridge between school and real life interior design. We get in much deeper there. We have virtual and in-person events, so everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a design degree to be part of it, just an interest in holistic interior design. I also want to thank our editor, Marcy Ferry, and lastly, Kinseth Thibodeau, who is our music composer. Until next time, be well, and we will see each other soon.